Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We are broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, and in the Joy Virtual Studio, I am so pleased to welcome an amazing guest once again in the Joy Virtual Studio, Dr. Kat Lindley. She is a practicing physician out of Texas. She is the president of the Global COVID Summit and also Global Health Project, and she is ringing the alarm bell on a massive, massive vote that is set for May of this year. Yes, they want it all. The WHO wants you, and they're going for everything. We're going to talk about that in a moment. This is what you need to know. One of the most important issues of the spring, and we have to make sure that we can smash that right down. So we're going to have her in the studio in just a moment. She is ready to go. But I want to say hello to all of you. If you're watching live on Rumble, so glad to be with you today. Give us a thumbs up and a like and a follow. The live chat is already heating up. You guys already love Dr. Kat Lindley. Reese is on with us on the live chat. You had a Spaces last night, and the amazing Dr. Kat Lindley joined you there. That's amazing. We'll talk about that. And she has a Spaces set for tomorrow as well to give everyone everything they need to know about what's going to go down at the World Health Organization. So we're going to hit that today on the program. We have Hammer O Justice with us today on the live chat. So good to see you. Nelly Belly is with us. No, you are not, absolutely not being shadow banned. I can see you right here on the live chat. Glad that you're here. We have, obviously, Reese is on the live chat. Studio 8424, thank you so much for broadcasting this show from the Great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. So if you're watching right now, we are live on Rumble. We are live on Twitter. We are live on Spreely TV, that's Roku and Apple TV. And of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show anytime at your leisure on any of your favorite podcast platforms. So we are on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. And last but not least, our 50,000 watt blowtorch powerhouse, AM radio flagship station, news radio, WHAM, 1180 AM broadcasting every day on that amazing station. Want to thank our sponsors. We're going to be looking at a couple different amazing new sponsors this month on the Shannon Joy Show. We have Field of Greens joining us. They are amazing. It's all about empowerment. We know what they're doing to our soil, to our food, to our water, to our air. That's why the supplements and the nutrients are so incredibly important. I love Field of Greens. I've been using their collagen for a very long time. I put it in my coffee every morning, and you're going to hear from them today on the Shannon Joy Show. If you go to fieldofgreens.com, That is fieldofgreens.com and use that promo code JOY. You'll get 15% off your first order. We're also so thrilled to welcome Colonial Metals Group. You're going to be hearing more about them a little bit later in the program, the exclusive gold sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. So thrilled to welcome this amazing company on as a Shannon Joy Show sponsor. And of course, our friends over at Konecta Mobile. You need to be safe, secure. You don't want your cell phone sucking up all of your important data. And that's what they do over at Konecta. They make sure that you have a safe, secure, encrypted phone and a phone plan where you can be confident that your personal data is not being shared. So we are absolutely thrilled. You guys are going to be hearing about these sponsors over the next few months, and make sure you support them. This is how we keep this little engine chugging along, the Shannon Joy Show, completely independent. We can only do that with the support of our sponsors and also the support of all of you. So you guys are amazing. And just so thrilled to see you all. Zen Woman is with us. We have Mama C 1996 is with us as well. Mopar 21222 says, good morning, Shannon and everyone. And yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today. Before we get to Dr. Kat Lindley, she is doing yeoman's work on the World Health Organization and the upcoming vote. Amendments that will essentially destroy not only national sovereignty of member states, but also individual bodily autonomy and body sovereignty. This is everything. They are going pedal to the metal. They want it all. And she's going to update us on the threat, what it means to regular people and how we can stop them. We're also going to hear a little bit about her background story. She grew up in Croatia in a country as a small child without freedom. So she understands what it is like to live in a nation, in a world where you don't even expect basic freedoms. So her story is so rich and layered, and she has done so much work for the medical freedom movement. I cannot wait to hear from her, and we're going to learn from her today on the Shannon Joy Show. But there is good news out there. I just want to give you a couple headlines that I was really thrilled to see. We're talking about, you know, all of the powers that be, all aligned, working together from the government level to the corporate level, local, state, national, and internationally, to move us into this new world order, this new reset order where we have no rights, we have no privacy, we have no freedom, and they have complete control over our bodies, all in the name of public health. And this is what we're fighting against. But it seems as if we're really up against a Leviathan, a ton of power. And so when you see wins and victories peek out from all over the world, I like to highlight them with all of you. And I loved seeing this. It's the average consumer, the average citizen, regular individuals from Canada to the United States of America, across Europe, who are standing up, speaking out, and we're fighting back with our actions, the way that we're consuming, the products that we're consuming, the products that we're not consuming, right? People who are rejecting the vaccine schedules and rejecting the companies and the corporations that are aligning with organizations like the World Health Organization and these disastrous pharmaceutical corporations, the big tech companies. Every single day, you can make a decision in your own corner of the world about what you are going to consume, who you are going to align with, and how you are going to vote. There is something that we can do as citizens to stop this international treaty and these amendments from being voted in at the World Health Organization. We're going to learn about that. But there are things that you can do every day. And this came from our good friend, Dr. Mackis, who wrote a preprint study with Dr. Peter McCullough, another good friend of the Shannon Joy Show. And in this breaking news, I love seeing this, their preprint paper on the lethality of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine-induced myocarditis has won first place in the 2023 most popular preprint awards. And so it's a very, very sad fact that we can't get this out on bigger platforms, but the people are consuming the stories and the studies and the preprints that actually matter. This was the top paper in medicine and pharmacology in 2023, and it's titled autopsy-proven fatal COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. And despite the relentless efforts of big pharma, big tech, big government, and big bureaucracy, and the compromised medical doctors to cover it up and censor it, it has broken through to the general public and the general consuming public. And that is huge. Right? What did they find? The COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis is neither mild nor rare. This lie has been uttered by most public health officials in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Ireland, and more. This is written by Dr. William Mackis. And, you know, the truth is getting out there. And this is why people are making better decisions about their health. They're finding those parallel institutions. They're refusing future boosters and even the recommended vaccine schedule. And they're doing it more and more. This is the power of the consumer at work. And another great story that I posted out today, which I just thought was amazing, in Ireland, there was an attempt to redefine the family, redefine what a woman is, and it went down in flames. I love this story from a fellow named Paddy O'Gorman, who was a radio and television broadcaster in Ireland. His organization, his website is genspec.org, and I loved his write-up on this. This made news just a couple days ago. This referendum in Ireland went down in flames, and he's now beginning to feel more and more optimistic about the general public waking up, not only to what the World Health Organization and the great resetters want to do, but also the insane push for transgenderism, gender ideology, and the like. And this is what he wrote. I'll tell you now why I'm starting to feel optimistic. We have just had two referendums in Ireland on proposals to change our constitution. So they were going to put this in the constitution in Ireland. And wait till you hear what they wanted to do, right? In a brief explanation, one of the referendums called for taking out the word mother of the Ireland constitution and replacing it with carer instead. And in another referendum, they were asked to put the legally undefined concept of durable relationship on par with the word marriage. So marriage gets replaced with durable relationship and mother gets replaced with carer in the constitution in Ireland, which is absolutely insane. But this is what he writes. Let me tell you, the most significant thing that happened was that both proposals were resoundingly rejected by the electorate by a margin of more than 2-1 in Ireland. This was astounding, given all the fact that all three of the government political parties, so the left, the right, and the middle in Ireland, were pushing for a yes vote. Right? Equally significant, in his opinion, was that Ireland's numerous non-governmental organizations also supported a yes vote. And one of those NGOs was the National Women's Council of Ireland. But despite all of the money, all of the power, and everything that they were throwing at this, everything but the kitchen sink, it went down in flames. That means the American public, the Irish public, the Canadian public, in Europe, they continue to turn out and rage against all of the new initiatives that are being forced upon them by the global sustainability advocates and organizations like the WHO. But the more that we share information and support each other, the more that we can defeat these. And we have a massive, massive lift as we begin to organize with citizens across the globe to defeat what is going to go down at the World Health Organization. They're set to vote on hundreds of binding amendments to international health regulations, which will grant them extraordinary new powers. These are powers that they tried to establish for themselves with Biden's 13 amendments in 2022. That went down in flames, if you recall. thanks to the extraordinary leadership of Botswana and 48 African countries that came in and put the kibosh on their efforts to secure and solidify their power as an international organization. The WHO wants everything, and they have a lot of money coming in from Bill Gates, these massive tech companies, pharma corporations, and global banking corporations. And they're doing their bidding. And this is why we have to alert the public to this and stop it. This will destroy the sovereignty of the nation state and individual body sovereignty, all in the name of protecting public health. And so now I am thrilled to welcome into the Joy Virtual Studio the director of the Global COVID Summit, Dr. Kat Lindley, who is a practicing physician out of Texas. She does this on her own time. It's insane that this is happening. I'm so thrilled, Dr. Lindley, to have you on the Shannon Joy Show. Once again, you and I were able to meet at a Brownstone Summit almost a year ago, I believe. And you really just touched my heart. Your spirit is amazing. You do all of this pro bono out of the goodness of your heart because you've experienced tyranny. You know what it is like to grow up in a country without even a basic expectation of freedom. This is why you stood up during COVID-19. You stood up against the tyranny, the lockdowns, the forced masking, and the forced jabbing, and you continue to work with medical freedom advocates. Please follow Dr. Lindley. She is on Twitter. Her handle is at KL Veritas, and you can support her efforts at globalcovidsummit.org. Dr. Lindley, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. So glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me again, Shannon.
Well, you're absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Well, we have a big lift, all right? And we're going to talk about the World Health Organization and, you know, what they're up to in May. They don't ever want to give up their power. But I want to reacclimate the audience. It's been a while since you've been on the Shannon Joy Show, and I just want to reacclimate the audience to you and to your story, your origin story, standing up during the dark days of COVID-19, but even your background. You grew up in Croatia, but you lived under tyranny. You didn't really experience true freedom and what it meant to be free as a citizen until you came to the United States of America. But can you tell everyone a little bit about your background story and why that just lit the fire in you to fight for freedom now in a time in your life where you should be looking, you know, towards the golden years and, you know, being with your children and supporting them? You are in the trenches with all of us continuing this fight for liberty. But go ahead and tell us your story.
I was born in Yugoslavia, which is now Croatia. We were a communist country under Josip Broz Tito. I was pretty young. I remember, you know, being in school and he was coming to visit Split, that's where I'm from. And we all had to wear a little uniforms with a white shirt, a red little bandana around, and then a hat with that partisan hat, and it had a red star. So, you know, it was one of those memories that is still there with me. But one of the things that I remember also as a child, we were not supposed to discuss the fact that we go to church. I was raised Catholic, but it was one of things you knew that you're not supposed to discuss faith because, you know, your parents could have consequences and different things. So, but, you know, life wasn't terrible. I don't remember those things until later on, reflecting on my life, I realized it was very confining. When I graduated high school, I was into kind of sciences, and I knew I was going to be tracked there. And then the war in Croatia was starting when I turned 18. And my family thought it would be a good idea for me to leave. So I went and lived in Italy for 5 years as a nanny and eventually came to the States, went to college here, medical school. And, you know, after I left Croatia, at the time it was still Yugoslavia, I started realizing that it wasn't really a free life. Even just, you know, I didn't have peanut butter until I lived in London for 6 months. It's like, it's these little things. And I never really dreamed, you know. That was one of the big things I realized later on, because when I came to the States and I decided to go into medical school, I was actually working for two ophthalmologists, and that kind of came to me one day. I was helping his son do homework, and he goes to me, "Kat, why don't you go to medical school?" And I looked at him for a moment. I never thought about it. And I was like, sure, why don't I? So, you know, I applied, and the rest is history when it comes to that. But the reason I never thought about it, because in communist environments, you don't have dreams. Life just happens and you do what you're supposed to do, and, you know, you have family or whatever. So those are kind of memories of what happened. So when COVID was happening, luckily a few years before COVID, I was able to open my own practice. I was already somewhat independent. But when it started happening, I looked at it from two different sets of eyes. One was the doctor, who didn't understand why we were told to tell patients to stay home, and then if they can't breathe, go to the hospital. And the other one was, you know, someone who grew up in this totalitarian environment, because I started recognizing the propaganda behind it. So I recognized the fear, right? Because at one point, you know, early on, I was working in urgent care to kind of supplement the money. And I remember coming home and thinking, like, what is going on? What are we bringing home to our families? Until I started looking from it from different perspective. And it was, you know, watching, I was watching Fox News at the time. So like Fox News, the number at the end kept on going up.
Right.
You know, the stories from New York, from China, everything was like such a level of anxiety. And then they said, well, if you stay home, things are going to get better. And then it was, okay, we're going to slowly open. So if you stay 6 feet apart, you can go to the store or do things. And then it was, if you wear a mask, until it was, if you have a vaccine, you can travel. And then they changed that. If you don't have the vaccine, you will lose your job. And that's really kind of where it solidified this whole idea that this was more than just a virus, a health risk. You know, it was more about their attack on our freedoms. And I get stuck on the mandate part. Most people are actually beyond the mandates. I've never been beyond the mandates, and I never will. And I'll explain why. In a country like United States, it's a free country. You know, we have our constitution, we have our rights, state rights, federal rights, individual rights, freedom of speech, all this. But then you had a mandate. And mandate said, it was by the government and by the employers, if you don't have this product, whether you want it or not, if you don't have it, you will lose your job. Well, if you look at it, that's not a free country. A free country could never mandate anything of its citizen to have a product so they can bring home money to feed their family. And that's when I understood that we actually have lost this country.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, can we bring it back? And that's a question that time will take to answer. But I would also challenge people to realize that, and I think people do agree, nothing will ever be the same, because we have lost trust in many institutions. So whether it's medical, whether it's legal, whether it's our government, whether it's the media, every level, education, every level of society, we have lost trust. And trust, once lost, yes, it can be repaired, but it takes time.
And, do you think that's a good thing, though, Dr. Lindley? The loss of, you know, for me, I look at that loss of trust in the government, in the bureaucracies, in the medical establishment, education establishment, and I say to myself, this is a really good thing. We shouldn't trust these people. Why would we have a basic trust in organizations or institutions that have betrayed us to such an extent and have really lied to us for so many, many years? Now that the scales have fallen from my eyes and I can see things clearly, or more clearly than I did pre-COVID, I think this is a necessary place for us to be. It's probably a place that the framers and the founders of our country were at when they were raging against King George and writing the Declaration of Independence and preparing for the revolution. Like, understanding that these institutions can become so corrupted that they deserve no trust, and we need to find those other institutions. Do you get that sense ever?
100%, actually. I agree with you. And I think it's a good thing. You know, people talk about Great Reset, and I think it is a Great Reset, but in a good way. One of the great things that happened during the lockdowns is the fact that parents were able to hear on Zoom what they're teaching their children. Right. And parents said, no way, I don't agree with this. And a lot of people actually, some of the elections after the lockdowns were very indicative of the fact that parents rebelled, especially Virginia, right? Virginia governor is an example of what happened when parents said we had enough.
Homeschool rates in New York State are up about 300 to 400%. So,
and I think homeschooling is the way to go. I have five kids, and there is no way I can homeschool them. I never will. I have no patience. I would probably be in the news as, you know, parents that killed their children.
Threw them out the window. I believe mine are home for spring break right now, and they're animals. They're just animals. I don't know. I get it.
No, like I said, I can't do it, but there is actually a lot of new initiatives when people are creating these homeschooling co-ops, right? Where you can maybe with a friends have a teacher that you guys hire or whatever, and they teach the kids. So I think homeschooling is really a way to go if you can afford it and if you have patience to do it yourself. Because you see actual test scoring they do to enter the college are much higher with the homeschool kids than what is in the system. But we do have great teachers and even the school district my kids are in. I was on school board and I'll probably run again. It's a good school district and, you know, everyone is trying to do the best they can. But there is still a lot of corruption in every layer, I would say.
Sure.
And even on the healthcare, you know, on medicine side, I think it was good for people to realize that we're not gods, right? And we should not be treated as such.
Right. A healthy skepticism and a healthy relationship with your doctor. You don't just blindly follow. They shouldn't blindly follow orders. And I think that's what got us into the pickle that we're in today. We're going to have to go to break really quickly. We're talking today to Dr. Kat Lindley. She was on the front lines of resistance in Texas with doctors like Mary Tally Bowden and Dr. Peter McCullough and some of the most amazing warriors. You guys are all coming from Texas, which is amazing. But in those dark days of COVID-19, she was standing up and she continues to stand up. She is an expert on what is going down at the World Health Organization. They want it all. They want you, and they are becoming the World Health Police. And if they can get away with this, they are going to put in place some pretty draconian new binding resolutions and amendments that will force nation states and sovereign states to detain, force jab. I mean, you name it. There is so much bad about what's going down at the World Health Organization. It's a million times worse than what they tried in 2022, and it needs to be stopped. Well, Dr. Kat Lindley is at the forefront of the resistance. She's going to tell us all of the dirty details about this terrible vote that's going to be happening at the end of May, but also what we can do and what you can do to fight back against it. And that's what we need to do, because we need to kill this bill or whatever it is, amendments, whatever they're planning on. We need to make sure it doesn't happen. So we're going to be back. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and be joined by Dr. Kat Lindley and get activated. We'll be back in a minute right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages. where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Konecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Konecta Mobile.
Doctors are like you, too much stress, too much fast food, and not enough exercise. And we don't have time for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. That's why I take Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. Unlike others, Field of Greens uses the whole fruit and vegetable because that's where the healing nutrients are. So if you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and eat too much fast food, take Field of Greens. How will you know if Field of Greens is working? At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too.
Thank you so much to Field of Greens. They are on as a new sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. And that makes me super, super, super happy because I love Field of Greens. I smuggle it into my kids' smoothies from time to time for an added extra boost. And I also use the collagen, the Field of Greens vanilla collagen. I put in my coffee every day. It is great for your hair, your nails, your skin, keeps you looking young. I swear by it. And so I'm totally thrilled to welcome back Field of Greens as sponsors at the Shannon Joy Show. If you go to fieldofgreens.com, that is fieldofgreens.com, and put in that promo code JOY, you'll get an extra 15% off your order today. That's an extra 15%. They have a ton of different products, varieties, flavors, you name it. Love that company, and you guys will too. We are today with our good friend, Dr. Kat Lindley. She is in the Joy Virtual Studio joining us to raise the alarm about a very real threat to bodily autonomy and sovereignty. Doesn't matter that they got everything wrong, Dr. Lindley. In the dark days of COVID-19, we are now dealing with turbo cancers, myocarditis, blood clots, neurological disorders, adverse events. The VSafe data is abominable. The VAERS data is abominable. No one's taking the vaccine because everyone knows it can kill them. It's just a joke. But here you have the WHO quadrupling down. They want more. They want it all. They want this great reset. They want to control it. And they're going to go for it this May. Can you tell the audience, let's start with the World Health Organization as an organization. None of us really knew much about them. They were floating around pre-COVID-19. We're like, okay, well, what are you doing? They would issue little recommendations here. They'd have their little treaties. They'd bring in nation states or member states, but they really didn't have that much impact on the daily lives of global citizens. Fast forward, COVID-19, dark days of 2020, and it seemed that everyone in the world was following and abiding by and doing the bidding of the World Health Organization, and they have amassed an enormous amount of power ever since. So can you give the audience just an overview of this organization? How much power do they have? Is it binding? Is it a government? Is it a trade organization? Who are they? How are they funded? And why do they pose a threat to regular people? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens. so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
So they were formed in the 40s as a health arm of the United Nations. And initially the funding came from the member states. Then along the way, this funding changed, and that's why this is really important to discuss. About 80% of the funding comes from the public-private partnerships and voluntary contributions. So these voluntary contributions can be by member state, but also public-private partnerships like Gavi Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Wellcome Trust, and others. Those type of contributions come with strings attached. So if you really look at the budget that they're working with, the World Health Organization does not have control of most of their budget because most of that budget comes from these voluntary contributions. And then, like you said, you know, in the past, they would give you recommendations. It was kind of like NIH, CDC type of a thing. They give recommendations and medical community, yeah, in general would, you know, look at it and say, fine, we agree with it and go with it. Then what happened during early stages of COVID, we kind of see the World Health Organization seemed to be pushing China narrative, right? It was definitely not coming from Wuhan. You could travel. Like, it was all these different things. And then they kept on contradicting themselves and changing the stories they went along. Interestingly, they actually had an initiative in India with Uttar Pradesh, I think. I can never say it correctly. But it's a province in India where they have these kits and they give them ivermectin and they had great results with COVID, which is interesting, right? When to the rest of the world, they recommended other things, right? It was not the early treatment and it was vaccines. The other things that they failed miserably is their pharmacovigilance, right? They are a type of organization that should keep an eye on pharmacovigilance and safety data, but they haven't. So then in 21, they came together with some leaders of other countries. And they said, we need a pandemic treaty because something like this is going to happen again and we need to be protected. And they started negotiating this pandemic treaty. But at the same time, they started renegotiating the amendments to international health regulation. These are two different documents. Okay. They're working together, though. But they have different pathways to get through countries, and they're important to discuss. So, for example, pandemic treaty, now it's called an agreement. And in my opinion, that's done on purpose. It used to be pandemic treaty, then it was CA++, net zero draft, then accord, and now it's an agreement.
But so it was a draft, then an accord, and now they're calling it an agreement. They're just changing the terminology. Okay, so go ahead.
But it's still a treaty. And we can never forget that. The reason we cannot forget that is because the treaties have to be, first of all, they're going to go to World Health Assembly in May. They're going to vote on them, and they're going to need 2/3 of their assembly to approve it. Once it's approved there, treaties have to go to our parliaments, and in our case, our Senate to be ratified.
Right.
It needs 2/3 of the vote in the Senate to be ratified, and then it becomes international law that we are bind to. Now, I want people to remember Paris Agreement.
Paris Agreement. Okay.
Is a treaty. But President Obama said, it's really not a treaty. We have that climate change treaty that we passed a long time ago, and this is just an extension of that. So I can just sign this. It doesn't need to go to the Senate.
Tricky.
And I believe that's the same story that's happening with the treaty right now. They are saying it's really not a treaty, it's just an agreement between the countries. So, you know, the administration can just sign this. It doesn't have to be ratified. So that's the danger that we need to keep an eye when it comes to pandemic treaty.
Yep.
And now,
what's the date? What's the date of that vote in the World Health Assembly?
I believe they're meeting May 28th through June 1st.
May 28th to June 1st. Okay. And so that's when it could potentially be passed, and then it would go. And then what you're concerned is that the Biden administration will say, this is not a treaty, this is an agreement. We're just going to sign it in the same way that Obama did with the Paris agreement. And that is definitely something to keep an eye on. Do you think it has less weight? Do you think if that happens, then it has...
No, it has the same legal weight.
Okay.
So if you go to United Nations website and look at the Paris agreement, you will see that it says it's internationally binding agreement.
Mm. Okay.
So the fact that it circumvented our Senate did not minimize the impact of that agreement.
Yeah.
And that's why President Trump actually took us out of it physically, and then Biden put us back in.
CJP rumbles on the live chat saying May 28th through June 1st, another distraction will happen. Yeah. I mean, this is the point, is remaining focused on these dates and these treaties. You know, I think that, you know, doing everything we can to stop them and to make sure that the votes don't happen is huge. We're going to talk about that effort in a moment. So there are two separate things. The first is the pandemic treaty, and then there are the amendments.
And then you have the amendments. Yes. Okay. They kind of accomplish the same thing, but two different pathways. One is more administrative. The other one is more, you know, a procedural type of a thing.
Okay.
So the amendments to international health regulations. So international health regulations on their own, they were adopted, I want to say in 69, and you guys can fact check me on that because I'm terrible with dates. I always confuse numbers. Okay. But it was, I believe, adopted in 69. We participated with it, and it's part of the agreements we have with the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
And then in 2005, they were amended, and they amended some of them in 2022. Now, international health regulations, since we already are a part of it, they don't have to go to our Senate or House for any kind of approval. We have to physically opt out of them. So once in Geneva, they vote to approve them, we actually will have to say we don't agree with them, we're not going to accept them, and then we need to send a physical letter to World Health Organization and say, we are not going to be part of these new amendments.
When you say we, is it a county, I mean, a town, a state?
No, it has to be. It's United States as a country.
Okay.
Now, everyone is aware that our current administration is negotiating the amendments. So there's going to be a chance in hell that they will actually send that letter, right?
Well, and, you know, is there any type of franchise by local health officials and state health officials to, for example, say, hey, you know what, you might have your international whatever, your treaty or your bylaws or your amendments, but we have a constitution here in the United States of America, and it's in violation for these reasons. I mean, do you see any pushback? Say this does go through, and now we have to resist it en masse here in the States. Do you see an opportunity to do that should any of these amendments go through? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Definitely. And I'll go over that maybe a little bit later, just to make it kind of continuous. But there are states that are doing that, and I'll explain why it's important for the states to do it specifically. Okay. So let's talk about these documents. Why am I concerned? Why is Sovereignty Coalition concerned? Why is Dr. Meryl Nass concerned and many other leaders? We are concerned because if you look at these documents together and you read through different articles of these documents, and I'll bring a couple. First of all, in the amendments to International Health Regulation, Article 1, they crossed out, and you mentioned this, the non-binding. So they crossed out the non part and left the binding. So now you have these recommendations become binding obligations. Wow. So it's not going to be World Health Organization saying, hey, I think we should do this. It's going to be, hey, you shall do this.
Okay.
And if you read the document, the word shall, and you know, English is my fifth language, so sometimes I have to go look up definitions, and I know what shall means, but I wanted to make sure. Shall means you will.
Right.
That's the definition of a shall. You will do it. Mm. It's mentioned 168 times.
Oh.
So
yeah. Non-binding. So they just went in with a marker and just crossed out non-binding, literally. I mean, you can see
it's like when you do resolutions, you know, you're like, oh, I don't
hey,
like that.
Yeah. We recommend turn into we're going to bash you. Like, you're going to do this. And if you don't, okay. So they just crossed out the non-binding. That is very, very troubling.
Yeah.
And so what are the ramifications if nation states or member states don't comply? What are they going to do to us?
Well, we'll talk about that later. We're not there yet. Okay. So the Article 1 was non-binding, you know, taken out none. So now the article that I speak about all the time because it affects patient-physician relationship is Article 18. And this is what it says. If there is an emergency somewhere in the world, World Health Organization can send their team there, and then they say, oh, yes, it's an emergency. And then Director General can call it Public Health Emergency of International Concern. Now, in the past, country could say, we don't agree with that, but not anymore. He called it is Public Health Emergency of International Concern. Once that happens, he actually can tell us what type of medical exams we have to do, what type of diagnostic tests we will use, what type of therapeutic agents we will use, and yes, which vaccines we will have to use. He can also order for quarantines, isolation, suspend the travel, close the borders, and affect the trade in the area. So I'm not a lawyer, but I'm reading this document and I'm like, okay, so this is attacking the personal sovereignty because I will not be able to discuss with my doctor what my options are. These will be my options.
Right.
And it's also attacking national sovereignty by closing the borders, ordering quarantines and isolations of the people, and controlling the movement and trade. So just in this one article, you have kind of the meat of what's happening. And then there are several articles where the countries have to share intellectual property. There is going to be equity in production of vaccines. There has to be surveillance of the pathogens, and the WHO will be in charge of the library of these pathogens. Another one favorite for you may be Article 44. You and I will be censored if we speak out against it, and our country is going to have to decide how to deal with us. In my case, you know, I will probably lose the medical license and hopefully won't end up in jail for speaking out. But and I'm kind of being facetious a little bit, but at the same time, these are all possibilities because of those articles and amendments.
Well, that's really, really disturbing. Article 18, essentially forced jabs, quarantine camps, detainment, isolation.
It's like New York, right?
It's like New York. And it's interesting that you mentioned that. We've been talking just yesterday on the program. We have a bunch of Senate bills and assembly bills in the hopper in New York State, very similar to what we're seeing with the World Health Organization. And also, you know, regulations, the passage of regulations, you know, external from the legislative bodies or even the governor of New York, just changing administratively what those regs are. In New York State today, according to the regulations and upheld by an appellate court in New York State, New York has the ability to come into anyone's home, seize any person at any time for any reason, not even with a judge's order, with the dictate of a bureaucrat, a health bureaucrat in New York State. If they say this person is a threat to public health, then you can use the force of police, the force of state to come in. Detainment for an extended period of time, no end date, no ability to have a lawyer. Right. They say if it makes sense, if it's possible, the detainee may get a lawyer. If it's possible, the detainee, according to regulations, may get a phone call home to tell their loved ones where they are. I mean, it's insane. Now, they haven't done it yet in New York State, to my knowledge, but it's on the books. Right. Like they want it. And that's what a lot of this, the, you know, what we're seeing happening at the WHO and in New York State, these bureaucrats understand how to get things done. You lay the groundwork. You lay the legal framework, you get the treaties passed and the amendments passed. And even if you're not doing it now, you just wait. You're just lying in wait for the next emergency and the next opportunity to deploy it. And once it's deployed, it's very hard for us to get these freedoms and these liberties back. And that's when very real tragedies and atrocities happen. And we saw the atrocity. I mean, we saw in nursing homes and on COVID floors in hospitals across the United States of America, the death by protocol. It was the most gruesome, evil, horrendous, sickening type of death. People were isolated. They were separated from their families. They were denied vitamins. They were denied water. They were put alone on COVID floors. And we have case after case after case of what happened in nursing homes and hospitals. It was death by protocol. It was government ordered systemic killing via protocol. And that's in coercion, or it's in compliance with the World Health Organization, right? They were at the top setting down all these regs. So this is why people should be worried about this, correct?
Yes, and that's why I go back to that mandate part, why that's really essential. And it's kind of a turning point in the history of the United States. You know, we have allowed it for it to happen. Some of them have been overturned, not all of them. And it has really challenged the Constitution to the fact that, like, sure, they had to go all the way to Supreme Court on some of them. But do you really want to wait for your courts to decide once? Because you're right. The same thing you're talking about, these regulations already being kind of in place in the background, just ready to plug and play. The same thing is with this, the treaty and the amendments. There is something in the treaty, Article 5, that talks about One Health agenda. One Health says that the lives of humans are not more important than animals and plants, and it all is in interplay with the climate change. One Health departments already exist. They've been part of HHS since 2017. Every state has One Health department. So once the treaty and amendments are passed, it's plug and play. Everything is in place for this. Let's talk about digital ID, for example. In June of last year, WHO adopted digital ID program that European Union had during the COVID pandemic. They said, we love it. They've done a great job. We're going to adopt it and use it as needed. I posted several days ago, maybe 3-4 days ago on my timeline, which is KL Veritas, the digital ID. There are 50 countries that are already doing the digital ID. It's in different stages. United States is planning on it. We are not actively doing it, but there are several states that already have some programs with digital ID. Now take the digital ID passport. Combine that with United Nations CBDC, and let's not forget, I said at the beginning, United Nations is a mothership to the World Health Organization, where the World Health Organization is a subsidiary of United Nations. Mm-hmm. So combine the digital ID passport from WHO with United Nations and IMF initiative of CBDC, and you are looking at the, and combine it with 15-minute cities, which is the Sustainable Agenda 2030. Combine these three things, you do have a social credit score system that we're seeing in China. We are not far away from it. We are very, very close to it. So these, all these things need to be looked at together. That's why I said, never look at the treaty alone or the amendments, look at it together. Now there's a huge campaign going on from the Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus and some former heads of states and current heads of states, where they're saying the pandemic agreement is not going to take away your sovereignty. Technically, they're not wrong, because the agreement by itself actually has a little sentence in there saying that nations are going to remain sovereign and this and that. So technically, they're not wrong. Yes. But I always...
You're a sovereign little nation. You just go along with your little sovereignty, right? We'll bring you
exactly
in, though. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But I always like to tag... Actually, don't tag him, but I like quoted Tedros all the time. Yeah, yeah. And I say, it's interesting how you never talk about the amendments to international health regulation. And he never does. Ever. None of them do, because they cannot. That Article 18 by itself, it's just plain reading, black and white. They're telling you the doctors are going to have to do this, and you're not going to be able to travel, and we're going to close your borders. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just there. So I usually screenshot the Article 18 and quote Tedros at the same time.
Well, and when you realize how compliant the bureaucratic agencies are in our Western nations, you just have to look at what happened in 2020. Italy, Germany, the UK, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all fell in line like dominoes, no pushback. Democrat, Republicans, remember all of this happened under a Republican presidency, Donald Trump, here in the United States of America. So all it is a matter of is when they turn the switch on, when they think they have the best opportunity, in my opinion, to collapse the economies. That's what I think they want to do. Once they put people in dire economic straits and dire financial straits, they can probably deem that a health emergency, because there will be an equity in people's ability to access healthcare, because we're all poor, because they've completely tanked our currencies. But that is going to be the moment when they can very seamlessly usher in the new pandemic treaties, the amendments, the central banking digital currencies, the digital IDs, the global surveillance, and they'll have everything right there at their fingertips, ready to go. And this is what we have to be alerted to, I think, and ever vigilant of. And it's why it's very important for individual states, localities, counties, towns, villages to be prepared for this and to be ready for your draft resolution saying, you know what? Oh, hell no. We're not going to comply. We're not going to do this, and this, because it's in violation of our constitution and natural law, which would be the next level of resistance. But Dr. Kat Lindley, we can maybe kill this baby in the bassinet right now and smash it down before they even try to get it started. And that's going to go down in May. When we come back, and you guys are, I mean, the live chat is on fire right now. Death by corporations in cahoots with the governments, 100% Studio 8424. Studio 8424, Untouchables are at the top. The UN is supposed to oppress the world in service of the Untouchables. Gavi just got free parking in Switzerland for the host state. That's, I mean, not, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, We have a merry band of very rich billionaires, megalomaniacs, God complex control freaks that have gained access to a lot of levers of power in very powerful countries, corporations, and in these international non-governmental organizations, which, by the way, are government. They want to be governmental organizations. They always use the exact opposite. All right. So this is the big agenda. When we come back, I just want to ask you one more question. We're only going to have about 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you one more question about the incentivization of gain of function research. You mentioned Dr. Meryl Nass. She had a phenomenal Spaces on children's health defense over the weekend, where she really explained how dangerous, I mean, this treaty is going to incentivize financially countries, third world countries, first world countries, into massive amounts of gain of function research so that they can begin to catalog and bring all of this information into a database. It's very frightening. It is necessarily going to potentially touch off the next global pandemic, which you know that they would love. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And then we'll spend the last 10 minutes talking about what people can do. Guys, please follow Dr. Kat Lindley on her Twitter page. Her handle is at KL Veritas. That's KL Veritas on Twitter. And you can support her efforts and get a ton of information, just a wealth of information. Much of it you write yourself. Dr. Lindley, you do an enormous amount of research and you're a brilliant writer. You can follow her work at globalcovidsummit.org. That's globalcovidsummit.org. And also you can follow her organization at Global H Project. That's the Global Health Project on Twitter. Okay, we'll be back in a moment to empower you, right? We don't stick our head in the sand. We don't light our hair in fire. We don't lament. No, we pull up our big girl pants and our big boy pants up by the bootstraps and we figure out how to fight back. And we're going to fight back against this and we're going to win. We'll talk about that with Dr. Kat Lindley when we come back right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Has the dust settled from the COVID policy response? Far from it. The storms are many. Inflation, learning losses, ill health, high crime, broken government services, displaced workers, substance abuse, mass loneliness, discredited science, real estate crisis, censorship, and overweening state power. The world is on fire with war, mass killings, crime, hunger, revolution. The lack of accountability, or even so much as an apology, is a foreshadowing. They'll keep their newfound powers and try it all again. Brownstone Institute is seeking answers, undertaking important research, and publishing the results while providing fellowships for dissident scholars who have been professionally displaced. It's not about this one crisis. We urgently need to restore peace, prosperity, and integrity in science and journalism. Visit brownstone.org for more. We may never get to the truth, but we can get closer to the truth. There will be no stopping the efforts.
Hey everyone, if you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone, working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family, but in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data, and in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. So thrilled to see that the Brownstone ad is working. I love supporting Brownstone Institute and everything that Jeffrey Tucker is doing over there. And really so thankful, for the sponsors and advertisers at the Shannon Joy Show. It's all about empowerment. It's all about not waiting around for a politician to save you, but saving yourself, saving your family through different decision-making, right? You know, consuming different products. And whether it is making making sure that your family is getting the right nutrients that might be being stripped out of our soil and our food because of environmental poisoning and toxins, Field of Greens. If it is securing your privacy and gaining that peace of mind through a company like Connecta Mobile, where you can have a secure phone that is encrypted, completely private, that will keep your information private, that's one thing that you can do from your own corner of the world to protect yourself and your sovereignty. Whether it is investing in gold and silver, you guys know that I've been investing in physical gold and silver for a very, very long time. We have a new sponsor over at Colonial Metals Group that you're going to be hearing about later in the week. But these are all ways that you just secure your own family. You gain that confidence, you gain that independence and sovereignty, and it is the best way to fight back against these global tyrants. It is the best way to fight back against these national tyrants, gaining that independence. And you guys know I'm an evangelist for that. So I'm just really thrilled. Listen, if you want to call Connecta Mobile, by the way, I know I gave you the website. It's phone123.com/joy. $35 a month is you can get a plan for that little, which is amazing. You can also call them at 941-246-2156 if you want to talk to a live person. That's 941-246-2156. And this is the way we're going to get our freedom and our sovereignty back. I have to go to Kat Lindley right now because you have your most adorable little puppy there with you. Oh my gosh, Biscuit.
Biscuit, I've had enough.
Pets are welcome on the Shannon Joy Show, 100%. My kitty buddy will like invade every once in a while and make a little cameo, but Biscuit is just adorable. Tell everyone about your little puppy, your brand new puppy.
So he's mini doodle, and we've had him for about 5 months, and he's supposed to be my daughter's, but he seems to be everyone's dog. So we're enjoying him right now.
What a little dumpling. That might be the cutest puppy. He's so good. Look at him.
He's really cute.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, and this is the thing, you know, we have to protect our families.
This is why I do it, you know. Yeah. This is exactly it. You know, the fact someone asked me, you know, why do you put yourself out there? It's not something I really envisioned ever doing, but I truly understand what American dream is and the danger of losing it. And I have 5 children. My oldest one is just started college. My youngest one is in 6th grade. And I really want them to have the same future and possibilities what I had. And it's hard to see what's happening on a global level, and that's why you and I are here today.
Right. Well, let's talk about what people can do. We have, 500-600 people watching live on Twitter. We have almost 300 live viewers on Rumble. We're on Spreely and all of these different platforms. I never want my audience to leave any of these discussions feeling impotent, feeling apathetic, or feeling hopeless. And so what can we do, Dr. Kat Lindley, to fight back against this, to generate awareness, and to make sure that these amendments go down in flames, that it all goes down in flames? And remember how great we felt when the president of the representative from Botswana stood up representing 48 African nations and said to the World Health Organization in a humiliating way, we are not signing on to this. We are absolutely going to refuse to sign on to this. Oh, and by the way, if you do pass this, we're leaving. We're out of here. We are not going to be members of the World Health Organization, and we'll see you later. So we just need to generate a little bit of that passion, I think, this time. What do you think people can do, and what can people do right now to make sure that this goes down in flames? We crush it.
Sure. Before we go there, I'll answer your question from before, just because this is important. Yes. The gain of function is very important to follow because it's actually happening even now in the United States. The CDC is giving grants to states to do surveillance. So don't think that this is something like it's going to happen later on. No. They already are doing these things. And that's why I say it's plug and play. But let's talk about action, because that's important. So first of all, on federal level, there are several bills that are very good. One of them is Representative Biggs, who has the bill to exit WHO. The other one is Representative Chip Roy. And there is a companion bill in the Senate that want us to exit United Nations. You can go on doortofreedom.org, under legislative tab, you will see federal bills, and you're also going to see state bills.
Okay.
There are several states, including Florida, and someone put it in the chat, so I've been following the chat.
Great.
That Florida actually passed something along those lines when it comes to the World Health Organization last year. So Florida has it on record. Currently, Louisiana has a bill that's excellent, and other states can actually take this bill and introduce it in their own houses and Senate. It's SB 133 that says that World Health Organization, WEF, and United Nations will have no jurisdiction in the state of Louisiana.
Yes.
So that the, you know, the counties, the health departments, and other institutions would not have a, have to follow their orders. And why is this important? First of all, it would be great if you could pass something on federal level, but we can't. We're just kind of tied in right now with the House and the Senate. House is a little bit stronger on it than Senate is, and then administration, we know which way they're leaning. So states are important because of the 10th Amendment. 10th Amendment specifically says that when it comes to healthcare, those type of policies go through the state because the states are in charge of the healthcare, not federals.
Right.
So it's not a bulletproof, but it's definitely something that we need to do now as much as we can, because when these things are passed in May, there is every indication from our administration that they will comply with it and they are in support of it. And they actually say it, you know, their statements from the White House talk about pandemic agreement and how much they love it. So if you go on my Twitter, you will see the sample bill from Louisiana, but you can also go on their Senate page and see it's SB 133 specifically. And if you go to doortofreedom.org, you will see if your state has a bill, what you can do is call your legislator, say, I'm in support. What can I do to make sure this passes? And you can also go on sovereigntycoalition.org. Both Dr. Nass and myself are part of sovereigntycoalition.org.
Love it.
And you can sign their Align Act. It will go directly to your representatives. And there are different actions. You can join our webinars Monday evenings at 8 Eastern. And I do Twitter Spaces Wednesday, 7 Eastern, and they're both on World Health Organization. This Wednesday, I believe we're going to have James Lindsay come and speak.
Oh, amazing. Oh, he's a warrior. Fantastic. That's sovereigntycoalition.org, sovereigntycoalition.org, and doortofreedom.org, where you can get information. Organization is so critical, guys, in even joining with these different groups, joining their spaces, getting the information, signing on for email updates and webinars. This is all of that bottom-up kind of work that's really important. When they throw down the hammer, right? When they try to put these things into place, it's going to be much more difficult for them to do this if they have wrenches thrown in the system all over the country, right? Counties who've already written resolutions saying, you know what, we're not going to abide by the World Health Organization according to the Constitution. When you have examples in Florida, examples in Louisiana, you have templates to follow. This is the way, believe me, they would like for us to believe that when they just sign a little piece of paper and approve a certain amendment or regulation, that that's just going to give them the power to control everything. What they don't realize is it's very, very difficult to control 8 billion people in all of these different sovereign nations. Very difficult. And so we want to force their hand. I remember during COVID-19 in New York State, we were in the sheriff's office every 3 to 4 weeks, different groups, different organizations, sitting down with the sheriff saying, you are not going to arrest people for not wearing a mask, by the way, remember your constitution. Sheriff, you're not going to arrest people for not for violating the 6 feet social distance rule at the local grocery store, right? There was these constant conversations in these organizations that were just breathing down their necks, watching everything, that made it really difficult for the lockdowns to take hold in the United States of America. Then you had the example of Ron DeSantis out of Florida, which inspired millions of Americans. Then you had the mom and pop shops, the pastors and the beauticians and the organizations that refused to shut shutdown and lockdown. Then you had the doctors' voices coming up and giving oxygen to the very truth about the dangers of rolling out an untested mRNA vaccine. It was all of those things together. That's organization, right? Those are the things that defeat their initiatives. It's not a president who flies in on a white horse to save us, or even necessarily a bill or a piece of legislation. It is you. It is you being active, and not that many of us. If we had 3 to 10% of the American population motivated, activated, and organizing, all of this stops. And I think we're close to that, Dr. Lindley. I really do think we have about a minute left, and I got to let you go. But I really do think that we are close to that moment here in the U.S. And I'm just going to give you the last couple minutes to, encourage everyone watching right now to that end and help them understand the power that they have.
So I think we need to make this an election issue, not only on presidential level, but also on state, county, precinct. Everyone needs to have an opinion on this. Right. And if anyone tells you that our Constitution is going to protect you, answer to them, it will not unless you actually use it. Mm-hmm. And even then, there, because of the way these agreements are formed, we will have a hard time. But like you said, I believe strongly in the power of people. And, even if these things are passed, we will figure out a way to deal with it. I'm not one to lean into despair. I always believe there is a hope and faith and grace, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that we are doing our part. And each one of us has a part to play. Every single person has a part to play, and you and I are playing our part, and your viewers are doing the same. Go to doortofreedom.org and Sovereignty Coalition. There are documents there to inform you, handouts you can give to your legislators, and do it on the precinct chair as well, not only, state. Do it at your county, GOP or Democrat or organization levels, and write these resolutions and say we will not comply, because that's going to give a signal out that right. On this level, we don't want it. Right. And although we know the administration most likely will do it, you know what? We'll deal with it as it comes.
Make it painful for them. If they're going to do it, yes. It's just our job to make it as painful as humanly possible for them to roll it out in our own corner of the world. And that is the mission. Dr. Kat Lindley, thank you so much for being with us today, for all of your work. Tireless work, in addition to your job as a physician and being a mother of 5 beautiful kids and a mommy to little Biscuit and a wife and all of the things that you do, just an amazing warrior for truth. I'm so thankful for you guys. Please support Dr. Kat Lindley. Her organization is globalcovidsummit.org. You can follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at KLVeritas. Let me give you those websites one more time. Sovereigntycoalition.org to get up to date on what's going down with the World Health Organization. And also the other one, doortofreedom.org as well. Dr. Lindley.
And also please follow Global Health Project. That's actually the organization I'm president of, and we're doing all we can to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Yep. The handle is at Global H Project. Global H Project. You guys are amazing. I'm out. We went a little bit over. Dr. Lindley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you guys for being with me today on the Shannon Joy Show, for all of your support. Thank you to our advertisers and sponsors, the folks over at Field of Greens. Take care of them. Take care of our sponsors over at Connectum Mobile. And you will be learning more about Colonial Metals Group in the next couple of days. We could not do this without our sponsors. We are so thankful for them. And I am so thankful for all of you. Make sure you keep it tuned here on the Shannon Joy Show channel, right here on Rumble. We're going to be back tomorrow to do it all again. And do not miss this Thursday's show. Dr. Pierre Corey will be joining the Shannon Joy Show on Thursday with very, very important information, life and death information about turbo cancers, the cancer surge in the U.S. and across the globe, and also the prospects of ivermectin. So you don't want to miss that show. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.